I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Windy City Sweets on Chicago's North Side is one of the top candy stores in the country. What makes Windy City Sweets special is they have something for everyone, from handcrafted custom chocolates, delicious English toffee, and holiday fudge. Windy City Sweets can create the perfect gift basket or gift box for you, your company, or for that one person on your list that you just don't know what to give. Their candy concierges can make your holiday gift giving easy this year. Call or stop by Windy City Sweets, where life is a little bit sweeter.
The Bears suffer another loss, this time to the Lions. Keep it here for a full recap of the loss and a look ahead to their next game versus the Packers.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena Wednesday at 6. That's 6 p.m. Single game and family plans are on sale now at nusports.com. Well, with the way things have gone for the Bears this season, which is not good, a CBS Sports report today says the team is looking to bring in an advisor to the front office.
To the best of your knowledge, is there any restructuring going on in the offseason?
No. Just like there wasn't a consultant. It's a report. You can report anything these days.
Well, the report was that Bill Polian could be the number one guy. He has since said that's not true. Adam Schefter earlier today reporting that Polian has denied he is going to come work for the Bears. Jason LaConfora of CBS Sports says there could be a list of several people that the Bears are looking at. Of course, we will probably not know anything until the season is over. Around the NFL, the Rams have announced they have fired head coach Jeff Fisher, but they have not named an interim coach just yet. The team will hold a press conference late this afternoon. Lions quarterback Matt Stafford, who was injured yesterday, a finger injury against the Bears, he will still be able to finish the rest of the season. According to the team, he's going to wear a glove, a special kind of glove that will allow him to keep playing. And Monday Night Football is tonight on The Score. The Ravens take on New England. Our broadcast will happen at 6:45. Baseball reports say the Dodgers have agreed to a 5-year, $80 million contract with closer Kenley Jansen. He will stay with L.A. And the statuses of Jonathan Toews and Brent Seabrook are still uncertain. The Blackhawks will play the Rangers tomorrow. Each of them has an upper body injury. Tom Thibodeau, former coach of the Bulls, will return to the United Center tomorrow, as the Timberwolves will be in town to face the Bulls. This update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette. And you can experience the thrill of the big game in person with two tickets and travel accommodations in the $65,000 big game package giveaway at Four Winds Casinos. For details, visit any Four Winds Casino location or fourwindscasino.com. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley as they break down the Bears and coverage throughout the day on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers. It's football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run head first into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
We'll be in the backyard. We'll have 30 pack of Bush Light. You gotta come by and check it out one of these years.
I kind of want to, actually. I might bring a bottle of wine, but...
You're not coming to the backyard with a bottle of wine. I'll tell you that right now.
Matt Bowen.
You play this game for the wrong reasons. He gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Matt Bowen is brought to you by Ed Napleton, Acura, Kia of Elmhurst. Second to none since 1931.
Matt Bowen joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Follow him on Twitter at MattBowen41. Hello, Matt!
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good. Well, help me figure out the conundrum that is this Bears secondary, because they say, oh, got to get takeaways. You know, they manage a couple takeaways. You know, Bryce Callahan gets his hand on one, and he tips it away, picked off by DeMontre Hurst. You get a nice play by Cravon LeBlanc, but Harold Jones-Quarte gets benched, and then Deion Bush is just awful with angles and discipline. So with them finally doing some things you want to see, there's still steps backward and still obvious signs that they're just not good enough.
Yeah, I think there's still signs that I don't have a safety combo that they can lean on, a safety combo that finishes plays or makes plays. I mean, you still don't have an impact player back. I think really when you look at this Bears team in the offseason, especially the cap room they're going to have, I would expect them to be active in free agency when it comes to the secondary in terms of veteran defensive backs, hopefully players just entering or in the middle of their prime years, because you need to find some safeties. I think two great examples yesterday, more negative examples, but examples of what we're talking about, well, three really, the Anquan Boldin touchdown against Jones-Quarte. And that's a bad matchup for the Bears. But you have to find someone. You have to find a free safety that can walk play today. Again, especially against Bolden. Now, Bolden is a veteran. He's a veteran route runner. He understands how to create leverage. But Bolden is not as explosive as he used to be. That should be a matchup a safety can handle inside the slot. They give up a touchdown in that situation. Another play to Bolden. Okay, it's a blitz call from the Bears. McPhee walks out, then he walks back in. You can tell the safety's rotating down. Matthew Stafford's going to read that every time, and that's fine. That's fine, because this is what you want, Dan. You want the ball to go there. You're telling Detroit, we're bringing pressure. You have to throw the ball to your veteran receiver who doesn't have great speed, great agility at this point of his career. We're going to come down here. We're going to make a tackle. It's a 3-4, 5-yard gain. Now we got you in third and long. Happens. Bush walks down. He drops his head on contact, misses the tackle. Now that turns into an explosive play. The last play that defensively, when Matthew Stafford ran for the touchdown, there was a couple missed tackles, but Bush is in a situation there. I mean, that's what you want as a defensive back. You know Matthew Stafford's not going to slide. He's going for a touchdown. And that is a take a shot at one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL this year, an MVP candidate. That's what you want, an opportunity to keep him out of the end zone. There is no restrictions at that point. He's a runner at that point. Put him on the ground. Again, doesn't get his head across in the tackle, doesn't really make contact, another missed opportunity. So those are three big plays in the football game that go back to the lack of talent and depth the Bears have at the safety position.
Speaking of, we were just talking about this, man. I'll ask you, since you I think there's a rumor you played this position back there. Does watching games, whether it's a Bears game or any other game, bother you when you watch the way some of them are officiated and some of the calls that are made on the DBs? I mean, I don't know how you guys figure out what's what. I mean, sometimes it's okay to put that little arm bar up. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes,
right.
I mean, I get so confused. I don't know what the hell I'm doing at the end of a Sunday.
Well, I think what you can only do now, Terry, is continue to play like Denver does, continue to play like Seattle does. Now, Seattle had a rough day yesterday. Everyone understands that. But collectively, what they've done over the last couple seasons is they're going to be physical. They don't care. They don't care. They know they're going to get a couple calls against them, but they're not going to change the way they play. It still has to be physical. You look at LeBlanc yesterday on his interception.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great example of a defensive back playing off coverage, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're 5 yards off the ball. But you still get your hands on them, right? You still get your hands on them. And as a defensive back in that situation, you can still be physical off the ball, impact that break point and still undercut the route. That's how you want it to be played. You can still be physical in this league. You can still be physical after the catch, a middle-of-the-field throws. If you watch Earl Thomas this year, or if you watch a guy like T.J. Ward, if you lower your strikes, and there's still ways to be physical. But you have to continue to do that throughout the course of the game. But I understand what you're saying, Terry, because there are calls that are made. When the defensive back has position, there's going to be contact. There has to be some contact. When you take away a fade route and you stack on top of the wide receiver, you're going to pin him to the sideline. There's going to be contact there. Or you have to let him play a little bit. You have to let him play a little bit because the defensive back, I don't know what else you can do. I don't know what else you can do. It's never going to be perfect. You're never going to have perfect technique. So if you have your hand on him, but it's not impacting the wide receiver, you have to let that stuff go.
So Matt Barkley has a weak arm. That's obvious. He can't, even in perfect conditions there, he really cannot get on top of the ball and drive it the way you want. But he also has nobody open, and he really had no margin for error when it came to finding spots into which to fit the ball. And I have to say, you know, not awful. And in this Bears season, for something that you expect to be
not awful is good enough.
To be not awful, I'm not saying that I'm excited about it, but with all things sort of relative here, maybe he's an NFL backup. Maybe he's a guy that can do more than just get you out of a game, and maybe he can help you start a couple for you.
I agree. I think what he's doing right now is he's furthering his career. He's positioning himself to compete for a number two job. He's adding years to his career by good tape. All right. And what he did yesterday, and there's certain things, and I agree with you 100%, Dan, in terms of arm strength, in terms of velocity, being able to drive the ball into tight windows, that's not really his game. All right, but if you take out the scouting perspective and what we always do with players and look at some different things that only show up when a guy gets game reps and when a guy's put in critical game situations, I thought he competed yesterday. I thought he made plays. I thought he continued to compete late in the football game where he had to throw some guys open, where he had to take some risks. He looked at the end of that football game. The two penalties that are raised, very positive plays for the Bears in the two-minute situation. Those are good throws.
And the drop. And the throw at the end, he put right where where his receiver could get it, and he just dropped it.
Right, and even the throw to Meredith for a touchdown. That's against good corner. Darius Slay is a really good corner. I think he's a top 10 corner in the NFL. And Slay got a little too greedy, put his eyes in the backfield, allowed Meredith to separate over the top. But again, that's a great ball. Upfield shoulder. That's exactly where you want the ball to be. He did some really good things yesterday. He's done some good things in his limited time this season with the Bears. But he's putting together quality tape. And if you're a coach, you're watching him, especially at that position, you want to see how they respond. When they're playing with a roster that some of these guys are the type of receivers you're going to have in the preseason schedule, right? Okay, you don't have Jeffrey out there. You don't have White. You don't have Eddie Royal. You don't have your top players out there. He's still out there competing. He's still doing the proper things in the pocket. He's got pretty good footwork in the pocket, too. And he's still being aggressive and taking calculated risks and trying to win football games. There are a lot of positives for him.
Is he, I mean, looking ahead, and I agree, nothing you said is that absolutely 100% correct. Is he better than Hoyer? Because there was a lot of knocks against Hoyer. We know he kept starting week after week, Matt, while he was healthy, kept starting. And is there a big difference between the two, or was it possible that Matt Barkley could indeed win a job against him as the number two guy?
I think there's a different perspective with Hoyer and Barkley because of the different stages in their career. I think when Brian Hoyer was in the football game, he was running the game plan perfectly the way the coach wants it to. He wasn't taking very many risks because he doesn't have to. Okay, he's at that point of his career where his job is to come in when the starter goes down and be able to facilitate production within that game plan the way the coach wants it to be run. That's what most veteran backups do. That's why they play 10, 12 years. Matt Barkley's at a point where he's auditioning, not for the only for the Bears, but the rest of the 31 teams in the NFL. I think he's a little bit more aggressive. I think he takes more risks, calculated risks. Mm-hmm. But he also knows that he's got to make plays. You know, throwing the ball to the flat and throwing checkdowns is not going to get him more years in the league. He has to produce. Okay, and he has to produce given the limitations he has with the personnel around him right now. That includes the offensive line that's banged up.
I will give you my other positives individually. Leonard Floyd is going to be a thing. that there it is clear that we're starting to see, as he is doing better keeping hands off of him, better not telegraphing some of the stunts, but that is a serious high level athlete.
Are you adding weight to them while you're saying that?
You know, I'm not sure yet. Right,
I'm adding weight to him.
Okay, right now I like what I see. Okay. And he is a predator out there. The other guy, and he might just be a rundown only player, but Nick Kwiatkowski sticks his nose in there. You know, that he gets a really low pad level, and he does seem to anticipate some of these fits. And that guy, you know, he's going to have some concussion problems or some neck problems or both, but he is no shrinking violet.
No, I agree 100%. And you start with Floyd, I think he can add some upper body size. Okay, that's the first thing I would do as a strength and conditioning coach.
Yep.
One, to protect him, to keep him healthy throughout the course of the season, but also to have more power at the point of attack. Because you can still add upper body size and keep your athleticism. You can still generate more power. Yep. You can do more explosive lifting throughout the course of the offseason, Olympic-style lifts, mm-hmm. to generate more core power in an athlete. But that's where I think he can develop more, because you still want that athleticism. That athleticism is off the charts. You're seeing it right now on the tape. With Kwiatkowski, I agree. He comes downhill hard. Mm-hmm. He squares you up in the hole. And you brought up a great point, Dan, is – I'm not saying he slips blocks. You never want to say that about a linebacker, but he understands. You use the term fit, and I agree. He understands where the football is going. That's football awareness. That's football IQ. That's what you want. And a linebacker, especially a middle linebacker that plays inside the box, you see it all the time with the top linebackers. If you watch Luke Kuechly, and obviously I'm not comparing the two players. I'm just saying, for example.
He can't run like that, no.
Right, but you see how he fits on the run, how he goes behind blocks. You saw anyone who watched the Cowboys game last night with Sean Lee? Okay, Sean Lee knows where plays are going. He knows how to slip blocks and still be in the proper position to fit up the runner in the hole, and that's what you saw yesterday.
I've heard you describe it before, hammer technique versus spill technique, depending mm-hmm. on which side of the formation and which leverage you have in a given direction. And I don't know how much of that is reps or how much of that is just being football smart. And he seems to be, at this stage, for a young guy who hasn't played much and has battled through some injuries, and
pretty
again,
good.
I do think he's going to have injury problems because of how he plays, but that's a guy who could, if he's healthy, have a nice long career as a functional player.
I agree. And the hammer and the spill is just which shoulder you attack the block with. That's depending on where your leverage is and where your other defensive support is. I mean, if you have to spill the ball, that means you're trying to bounce the ball outside to your defensive help. If you're hammering the ball, that means you attack with your opposite shoulder and you want to force the ball back inside. But that becomes, I mean, that goes through all levels of the game. That's something he learned in high school. He experienced playing college football, and now in the pros. That's not going to change. And, again, that goes back to that football awareness, that football IQ, and that's exactly what you want at the linebacker position.
In your, you know, watching them, because I can only watch, I don't even know what I'm looking at, but is anybody else on the Bears defense catch your eye at all, Matt? I mean, when you look at this, because you're going to, you know, I don't have any idea what the Bears are going to look like moving forward with this team, and I don't know that they do either. I know they have guys they're counting on, but they're, for this reason or that reason, they're not in the lineup. But is there anybody else that's made any impression on you at all? Any of the DB, anybody?
Well, I think it's Callahan and LeBlanc. Okay, because you look at how both of them play, and they both made mistakes throughout the season. But in terms of how they compete, how they play the football, I mean, with Callahan, you go back to how he played against Golden Tate in the first matchup, okay,
mm-hmm.
and how he played yesterday. Okay, Golden Tate is a tough matchup. Okay, Golden Tate doesn't have
good
speed. He's got great quickness, and he's a running back after the catch, and he's very physical. He's going to push off. He's going to initiate contact every time. You have to be a physical defensive back to match up to him. Okay, and I like how he closes in the football. And with LeBlanc, I like how he competes. That's what you want at this point of the season. Give me guys that compete. Give me guys that want to play here next year. Give me guys that are showing me, look, I can put together a quality film, coach. Just give me a chance. Give me a chance. While there's others that you're watching and say, man, that needs to be upgraded. And really, that's the safety position. And I think if you're a Bears fan, it's not just one safety. You need two safeties right now.
That's one too many.
Yeah, because they're all, every safety they have is sort of a little linebacker type. Like, they can't, nobody can really run. And I was watching last night, and I was watching the Giants, and seeing what they were doing. Their whole defensive backfield was doing, swarming to the ball, and just, it looked like they had an extra guy sometimes. And the Bears always look like they're playing with one guy too few.
Right, and you see that with Landon Collins from the Giants. The difference from Landon Collins in year two to year one is amazing. and that's usually when you make your biggest jump as a football player in the pros, is that second year jump. But this is the Landon Collins you watch at Alabama. Okay. He's physical. He can drive downhill in the football. He can blitz off the edge. He's getting better as a middle of the field defender. Everything he's doing is impressive, and you watch his tape, and the number one thing is his physicality and his closing speed. That's what you want, the safety position. That's what you want. The Bears don't have that downhill intimidator. They don't. Okay, and Adrian Amos is a very good run defender.
Deion Bush was supposed to be that, because remember the scouting report on him, sideline to sideline, always looking to deliver the big hit. He just doesn't know where the hell he is.
Right, and you hope, and because he is a draft pick, because he's drafted by this coaching staff that I expect him to be back next year in terms of the head coach, is that he does make a big jump in his second season. But if you're evaluating a player based on his first year tape, you still have to try to get better in terms of your overall roster development. So you're still going to bring in more safeties. Now, if Bush has that great offseason, he does make that second-year jump. Now you got great competition. That's exactly what you want. But he's not putting enough on film right now in his limited opportunities. We say, look, we can't really project that yet. We can't. When you can't project it at a certain position in this league, you have to go out and get someone, whether through free agency or through the draft.
All right, did your path in the NFL ever cross with that of Jeff Fisher, seeing how long he's been around, how long a survivor he's been?
No, we used to play against him all the time when he was in Tennessee, all the time. And his game plan is the same. It was the same back in 2000.
Lose?
It's the same.
Oops.
The same.
We lost.
Game. Now, they were obviously much different with Tennessee back then. They were a nasty team in terms of physicality. I mean, you had Steve McNair at quarterback, Eddie George coming downhill, Lorenzo Neal at fullback. Those were long Sunday afternoons against his football team. But I'm really not surprised to let him go at this point, just in terms of, I mean, it's a win-now league. It's a business of winning. And they haven't done enough to develop their quarterback. They haven't done enough to develop their young quarterback. Because Jared Goff out there, he looks very inexperienced. They don't have an offensive game plan and talent around him right now to win. Their offensive line is shaky. Ty Gurley can't get anything going. There's not a wide receiver in L.A. right now that you walk into a defensive meeting room and say, hey, we got to stop this guy. There's not.
No.
There's a lot of things. You know, he didn't win the games, but that overall roster in L.A. is really far away. And what it comes down to is you have a game like that yesterday, and I watched a lot of that game, where you lose on special teams, you lose on offense, you lose on defense, someone has to go.
That's a team victory.
Well, if they're looking for a new home for Aaron Donald, I'll still take him.
Oh, that guy is something else. I mean, he's going to be a star for a long time in this league. And they have a lot of young defensive talent.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of offensively, oh, man, they're far away.
Oof. Matt, thank you as always. We appreciate it as always,
my friend. Take care.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That's Matt Bowen. We have a lot of football talk today because it is a Bears Monday. We also have giveaways. In fact, just next, I'm going to give away a Jets pizza gift card. So keep it here. Be listening to Boers and Bernstein on The Score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts, plus your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by the Ed Napleton Automotive Group. Second to none since 1931.
I'm Amy Lawrence with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Tiger Balm. Tiger Balm's blend of essential oils is fast, proven pain relief. It's cliche for a reason. Defense wins championships. You can see the championship qualities in this year's Giants now in December. No, they aren't in first place. They haven't clinched a playoff spot yet. But their performance against the Cowboys Sunday night was masterful. Sure, Ezekiel Elliott rushed for 107 yards, but he never broke free. Dak Prescott was only sacked 3 times, but he rarely found space to work. The Giants' secondary held its coverage long enough that it was tough for Dak to find targets, even when he did have time. No Jason Pierre-Paul, no problem. The undrafted rookie Romeo Okwara led the team in tackles, earned his first career sack. New York forced 3 turnovers, gave up no points off turnovers. What more could you ask for? I'm Amy Lawrence.
Dating back to 1885 as the founding franchise of Major Soft Drinks, Dr. Pepper continues to provide a deliciously good, one-of-a-kind taste. Dr. Pepper is joined with another legendary team and founding franchise as the official soft drink of your Chicago Bears. So enjoy the one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper on game day at Soldier Field or in your own Bear Den at home. Be sure to pick up Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, and Dr. Pepper Cherry at your favorite retailer. Try the delicious, one-of-a-kind taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper today. Dr. Pepper, always one-of-a-kind.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PCS store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope, 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung, and it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah, you're a tough man to bargain with.
Everyone gets a free Samsung Galaxy On 5 at Metro PCS. Switch today and get a free smartphone after instant rebate. Yes, a free Samsung Galaxy. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales stocks not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and network info.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can. And you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling. An invitation to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't have to wrap because you know this. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and, of course, Christmas delivery guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and please tell them the score sent you. I love you.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdSensor.com for more information. That's AudioAdSensor.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
This week
in music history.
This week in 1969, the Jackson 5 made their first network television appearance in the U.S. when they appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show. This week in 1970, The Doors played what would be their last ever live show with frontman Jim Morrison. This week in 1982, Karen Carpenter made her last live appearance with The Carpenters. MTV aired Nirvana's Unplugged session for the first time this week in 1993.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You've got Morris and Rich, and of course, it's the Bears Monday. We've talked plenty of football, but none with you. If you want to jump in, 312-644-6767.
Yeah, I just can't tear myself away from these miserable Bears. You know, they're. I was up very, very late on Saturday night because I had to pick my daughter and her friend up at Jingle Bash after that, finally let out and get them home in a blizzard and the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that's quite a scene, man. This is why I thought I was a genius. I said, hey, here's what we're going to do. Instead of me picking you up right at Allstate Arena, we're going to meet at Target. We're going to meet at the Target right there on 2E. There's a plaza right there. That way we'll kind of backdoor the traffic and no. Oh, my God. It's like I thought, like other people hadn't thought of that. Like there was 1,000 cars of moms and dads waiting to pick up their kids from Jingle Bash. I even walked into Target, figured, look, I'll get some shopping done too. I walk in and every single space is a parent there just sitting looking at their phone, waiting for their kid to text.
I didn't even look out. I don't even want to see it.
And then I slept in and I wake up and the Bears game's like, oh yeah, the Bears game's on. It's still, here's when you know you're addicted to bad Bears football. When it's still enough, you don't get any joy out of it, but it's still enough to make you mad. What does that say?
It says you got the right game.
There's no logical reason.
You certainly have the right game.
Right, stop calling me Shirley. But there's no reason for it to make me mad. I have nothing really invested in it. I know they suck.
Yeah,
it's probably better if they lose, but completely counterintuitively, had they won, I wouldn't have really felt good, but I'm watching, and it's still enough. It shouldn't make me miserable. Why does it?
I because you're a Bears meatball. That's your problem.
Is that what it is?
I mean, you need to have that look. You should have had them look at it at Target.
I should check it out and figure out what's wrong with me.
I know what's wrong with you.
Actually, if Jay Lehman is walking around the Target, he could have laid hands on me and cured me using his words of knowledge.
You need help.
Scoreboard update.
It's really simple. The problem is you seek out misery.
I really don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't, though.
Are you sure?
I don't seek out misery.
I think you do.
That's a complete mischaracterization.
I think you find things to be miserable about.
I generally don't. But for some reason, I say, oh, the Bears are on. Okay, go Bears. Let's go. Go get them. You know, not like I'm painting my face or anything, but I'm still watching and saying, oh, I like this guy. I like that guy.
I'll tell you what, though. If you painted your face, you would feel better.
You think?
Yeah.
No.
Is that a proven fact?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Sunday at home, paint your face and tweet a picture.
No, usually during Bears games, I just mess with my kid. I just bother him and, you know.
Yes, and you will all be happier if you painted your face.
I'll paint his face while he's sleeping.
Okay, do both. Use a magic marker and draw organs on his face.
Yeah, it's like the drunk white people thing. Oh, you fell asleep. You passed out, dude. Now you got a penis in your forehead.
Well, very soon now I will have a unique pleasure.
You know what? So on my street, you're not allowed to park there during the, you know, the tea box thing, the 12 bars of Christmas thing,
because
it's a mess. But there was one car on the street, and somebody, and I don't know why I thought it was so funny because it was so dumb, but somebody drew one, you know, drew, and then just wrote penis. on the windshield because it had snowed. And I think that is so funny to
me.
I
agree. It's so dumb. I think that's inspired comedy to just do that on a random car.
And there was it was the only car. It's not that funny, but it is to me. All right, from the Northwestern Basketball
Studio.
I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena Wednesday, 6 o'clock p.m. Single game and family plans are on sale now at nusports.com. So we heard the report earlier from Jason Luck and Forrest says the Bears are looking to bring in an advisor. Well, hello, Bob. Worried sick. Looking to bring in an advisor to their front office, and Bill Polian was the one name that was mentioned. Coach John Fox addressing the report today.
People kind of take them for what they are, which is, oh, I can't say it in front of them.
Yeah, the word being true. I know you can't say it.
And he's like the other report.
They are so bad. They're bad at lying. They're bad at trying to cover their ass on everything. It never, ever comes off well.
It's a lot of fun, though. You know, and he would feel better if he'd paint his face.
He'd look better. I know that.
Well, yeah. With a ski mask, he'd look better.
John, why do you have a penis drawn on your forehead with a Sharpie?
Well,
that's all a problem.
Well, I passed out. Passed out on the couch.
Hey, you know what, though? Now you're getting somewhere, Ranji.
Oh, I believe it.
It's not just us. Everybody's got a penis on their forehead. That's everywhere. It's just what you deal with. That's just football this time of year. You know, you lose a lot of games. You wake up, you got something drawn on your forehead. All I can tell you, man, you spend enough time around him, you'd have more than enough opportunity for artwork.
Oh, I believe it, man.
You'd have
a
blank canvas at your disposal.
I love the idea of John Fox crashing on your couch after a long night out.
I know that, Fox. That's all a problem. You've got like a microwave burrito in each hand.
What do you want? We got Coors. We got to be like, oh, it's all beer.
It's all fine.
This is all tricky.
Oh, what a great idea. I'll invite him over. The Rams have fired head coach Jeff Fisher. His team was 4-9 and bad. And they have not named an interim coach yet, but they're having a press conference at 5 o'clock our time, if you want to listen. Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill has suffered a sprained ACL and MCL. This is according to head coach Adam Gase. And Monday Night Football tonight, Ravens, Patriots. We've got it at 6:45. Also, closer Kenley Jansen will stay with the Dodgers. Reports are a 5-year contract. It's worth $80 million. Here's a chance to win tickets and travel to the big game in the $65,000 big game package giveaway at Four Winds Casinos. 3 lucky winners will get tickets to pro football's biggest showdown. Go to fourwindscasino.com to learn more. I'm Chris Ranji. You're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley to break down the Bears and then coverage throughout the day on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history.
Cancer, we're your enemy. We're fighting you with exceptional teams of doctors, advanced technology, and groundbreaking clinical trials. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News and World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history.
Right now, caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a $15 Jets Pizza gift card. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
$15?
$15! Brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and the Score. Got some texters responding here. And this one texter says, you're not seeking out misery. Watching or wanting the Bears to win is apparently in your DNA. It's actually true loyalty. Yeah, is that what it is? I don't know.
It will be such a pleasure to drop the Bears in the toilet in very near future here. Not too long ago. Maybe just one more game? Yeah, I think so. That's it. Yeah, it's for next week. Yeah.
And the 708 says, that's funny, Dan. I also am screaming at Josh Bellamy to catch the effing football. And for the life of me, I have no idea why. Yeah, that's it. Just wasted time to exhort Josh Bellamy to catch something. He's not good at catching things.
He made one nice play yesterday. He made a nice.
He
play.
Always does. He always makes
that one that you go, oh, wait a minute.
He makes one difficult one, and then things just clang off of him.
Yep. But anyway, that will be one of the most distinctive pleasures, will be to drop them in the turd bag of life, but not mine. Just leave them
for
you.
But wait, first it's the toilet, and then it's the turd bag.
Yeah, there's enough parts to cut up and put them in all of it.
Okay.
I just don't, there's something about the entire thing, and even Fox, as goofy as he is and as other things we know he is, I don't get any joy or, and certainly no torture. It's fine with me if they lose. I don't care. I mean, I never did. Even as a kid, it was never. But you were a Bears fan as a kid, so I never was. So it isn't something that's ingrained. I got to get there for that. I'm ingrained with this job. I've watched everyone for 25 years. Too damn many.
An email from Joe who says, I can live with another year at Fox. He's fine. He's not great. The way he handles the media is annoying. But he's a competent coach. His players are playing. But if Dowell Loggins is the OC next year, please explain to me why the hell any Bears fan should tune in or buy a jersey. Or pay for a ticket.
I can't
He's
help you there.
Grossly incompetent. They have a fourth-string quarterback throwing to receivers that literally cannot catch. They have a bell cow running back gnashing his way to more than 6 yards a carry yesterday, and he carries 13 times. That's indefensible. The offensive line can't pass block without holding because they're hurt and bad. But you keep on dropping back instead of running the damn ball. In a game, the bad line proved it could execute some running schemes. I don't understand it. I'm just a dumb fan. But I watch enough non-Bears football to know most teams out there go to their strengths. But Dowell Loggins keeps throwing the ball 40 times a game with a fourth-string quarterback, who's done really well, by the way, to receivers who can't catch in front of a line that can't protect without holding. I'm still in on Pace and the rebuild because there's a few bright spots, but retaining the services of Dowell Loggins would be an abdication of common sense. Now, we thank Hub for the email, disguised as Joe.
Few teams admit a mistake that quickly.
But he was always just a cipher. He was always just a placeholder.
I doubt it.
And the thing is that Fox has to kind of protect him because he's a defensive guy. You know, we talked to Brian Billick about it on Friday, that sometimes when you're on that side of the ball, who would take that job right now?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter's way ahead of that. If you are a competent offensive mind, and that job comes open. This regime right now, everything that's going on, is an up-and-comer? Is somebody with some juice going to want to work for John Fox in this regime right now? I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. I don't think that's a job that has much in terms of you moving your family or doing something to take that job, given the situation here. I think that's a tough road to hoe. I would not do that.
We get back to when Martz was hired here. As we said, it was going to either be young and hungry or old and desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And Loggins would probably qualify as young and hungry.
Yeah, it's just a tough thing, you know, to go to somebody and say, yeah, come on here, when you know that everybody on that staff is days could be limited. So, I mean, it's just difficult to them to go out and say, all right, we're going to fire you, little man, and then we're going to find, I don't see who, you know, because you're going to wind up with another guy just like him. You're not going to get an experienced, really good at what he does offensive coordinator. Unless he's out of his mind. Unless he just says, oh, yeah, sure, I'll go there. If it's just a year, it's just a year. Whatever. But, I mean, I don't know how many guys like that exist.
All right, we're going to take Bears Monday calls. How about that? 312-644-6767. That's how you get to us. Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD. Order now so you get it in time for Christmas. Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/Cubs.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PCS store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope, 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung, and it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah, you're a tough man to bargain with.
Everyone gets a free Samsung Galaxy On 5 at Metro PCS. Switch today and get a free smartphone after instant rebate. Yes, a free Samsung Galaxy. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and network info.
They call me the man in the high castle. I've seen you in these films, whether in a protest, a rally, or a war. You're the only hope any of us have ever had. Our future belongs to those who change it.
We are all on the same side.
What side is that?
The side that stands against the Japanese, the Nazis. It stands for freedom.
An Amazon original series.
He's coming.
Who?
The guy we answer to.
The Man in the High Castle. Stream the new season Friday on Amazon Prime Video.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth.
You're supposed to be on my side.
Maybe the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesdays in New Orleans. Everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans,
one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays, or stream it live or on demand.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
There was a report yesterday that Bill Polian might be considered with the Bears.
You guys have a lot of reports here.
Yeah, we do.
Or somebody does. I don't know who it is. But we ask about it a lot.
As the best of your knowledge, is there any restructuring going on in the offseason?
No. Just like there wasn't a consultant. It's a report. You can report anything these days.
When you hear these things, you get asked about them by people like us. How do you deal with them inside your office? Is there any reaction to it?
I think people kind of take them for what they are, which is... Oh, I can't say it.
The
apparently can't say the word true. Why are you asking John? It's above John Fox.
Yeah.
It's completely
it's not his decision.
No, all these discussions have nothing to do with him. When he may be answering honestly. If he's saying that,
yeah,
even if they said to the best of your knowledge, I don't think they're consulting him. Part of the problem is they want somebody to help to put a check on some of his romping and stomping around the offices. That's part of the reason behind, and it isn't even decided they're going to do anything yet. Nothing's decided. They're just exploring all kinds of options to try to get better at football. And bringing in somebody, and what Jason LaConfora said was right bang on. Not necessarily Polian, but the type of guy they're looking for, the names that have come up, it's not really a secret. That they're just wondering if somebody else with experience and a winning resume can come in and say, yeah, this is good, maybe do this differently. That's all. They just are thinking about having another set of eyes on it to make sure.
Well, I think when you're in the position the Bears are in, and that's what we call it, soon to be 1-for-51 in Super Bowls, I think that it's not... I don't know if it's the right thing to do. All I know is that you would probably in their position want to try something else too, if that's the case. Is it necessarily that you're going to do it? No, but you very well could. I mean, the reports both times have been correct. So I don't, but if you're in their position, I would feel bad too. You're going to be last in that crap division for the third straight year.
That's unbelievable.
And you've threatened for having more than one Super Bowl, but only made one of them and won it. But if I look at that, I'm thinking, how feeble can you get?
But asking 1 out of 51? Asking him about it isn't going to do anything.
No, he doesn't. And you're right. He doesn't. They're not consulting him.
It's above him.
Yeah.
Andrew in Highland Park is on the score. Hi, Andrew.
Hi there. You guys read that email earlier about Dow Loggins only running the ball 13 times. I'm okay with that. We already know Jordan Howard is really good. I think he's really good. Why continue to pound? I mean, isn't there an expiration date on running backs that there's just no need to go out there and have them just keep getting pounded when all the other options are things you need to learn more about Matt Barkley, more about the wide receivers you have?
Yeah, I see. You're right, and I completely understand your point, but that assumes a certain level of big picture coordination that until it's in evidence, I don't know that we can assume that they're thinking that far ahead other than game plan the game and try to win the game. You know, yes, I think on a really well-run team, that would totally make sense. And somebody would say, hey, there's a limited amount of tread on the tires. Let's not use up what we don't need to use up. In a lost season. I wish I had your level of confidence that they're thinking that way.
That they're actually thinking.
And that kind of thing is being properly communicated.
Yep. But I know what you're saying. You're right. Absolutely, they have an expiration date. There's a smattering of them around that made it through a career pretty damn well. But you're right.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. I would like to think that we're following a team that is thinking that way and is aware enough to think that way, and that would be a viable explanation.
Yeah, don't give them up. You run them 40 times because you think you can win the game that way,
and
get them killed in a meaningless pile of crap. While you're not learning much else about anybody, you know, maybe it is a different team. Maybe they win, but I don't. I'm with you. I don't think they really think that.
Do we have anything that suggests that kind of big picture awareness and saying, okay, we got this, we know this. Let's not use him up too much. I don't think.
Seen that written or said anywhere.
I will say this too. In all fairness, the lack of balance in the running and passing has tested him as a pass protector, and Jordan Howard is getting better at that.
Mm-hmm.
He's not getting much better at catching. Like, caught one. I didn't see him catch one, but he is improving as a more instinctive and physical pass protector. So
yeah, that's a good call, though. I know what he's saying. I just wish that team that everybody loves so much, or at least seems to, would think that far ahead and be that self-aware that, oh, yeah, why are we getting him killed? We can't win him. What are we doing? Give him a break and throw the ball around and see if this kid can, what he can. And I think, I agree with the conversation we had earlier on Boys and Burns with, I think that Barkley has already sort of proven the point in just this short amount of time. I think he's proven the point that he comes back here. I think the Bears will want him back.
He's a capable backup.
Yep, that's what I think. I think he's done enough, and I agree with you. He's not great arm strength. He can't just wing it in there and then because there's this little bitty open. No.
No, there's going to be some tough days and some difficult conditions with him when he just can't drive the ball enough. But
you
know, he looks like a quarterback. He looks like a quarterback.
Yep.
Kenny is in Dixon and on the Score.
Hi, guys. How are you?
All right.
Good.
Good. You kind of answered my question, and I don't really want to sound dumb, you know, and try to go with another question. But really, I wanted to say thank you for all the years that Terry was doing these sports things. I'm bedridden, so I'm kind of listening to you guys every day. And, Dan, I'm still glad you're going to be around because I'm a big fan of Dan and Terry. I just wanted to say thank you to Terry for all the years of service that he did.
Well, my friend, you're quite welcome. It's been my pleasure. My
honor. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, my honor.
Yes.
That so many people care. That's my honor, not yours. That's mine.
We are doing Bears Monday things on a Bears Monday. And
we're keeping pretty deep. That last caller put us pretty deep, not the one before, put us pretty deep into this. Oh, wait a minute. Are they saving him?
Yeah, but actually, that was a first Bears call on a call, Bears Monday that made sense.
Yeah, it actually did. Because I might be tempted to do the same thing. I think I've also seen enough from that kid to go, okay.
All right, yeah, put this guy in cold storage.
Yeah.
And we're okay with this now.
Jeremy Langford, see if after a game anybody knows what he just said. It's always the biggest Bears challenge. There were interviews done with him over the holidays that I don't say this because I'm not, well, I am mean-spirited, but I would just say this. I still, I don't know if you saw some of this stuff, the holiday stuff where they were going around the parties and whatever.
I didn't.
I do not... to this very moment, no one understand a word he said.
Seriously?
Nothing. Nothing.
What was the words or
all of it? I don't know what he was saying.
Was it like Devin Hester?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. I don't know what he was saying. I really don't. He was like out of charity events, and God bless him for doing that and all that. But I really don't know. They talked to him, and I turn my back and say, "Okay, let me see if it's just me. Am I just intentionally tuning him out?" And I turn around. And no, I didn't help me at all. I still don't know what he said. I turn around and look at him and try to read his lips, and that didn't help at all. So I don't know what he didn't we talk to him once?
Jeremy Langford?
Yeah. Did we or did we not?
If we did, I don't remember him being remarkable for good or bad. I mean, I usually remember.
Maybe we didn't.
I would remember some of our difficult ones, because we've had some of those.
We have, and then maybe I was just celebrating in my mind that we hadn't had it. I don't know that I'm like, that's the last thing we need is somebody else. I don't understand, you don't understand, and the poor people listening don't understand. But that, I'm telling you, during the holidays, right before Christmas, a tough go.
We will see if you understand what Zach Zaidman is saying after an update on the Score.
All right, the Bears lose to the Lions. You surprised? Jason Goff here from the Spiegel & Goff Show, 9 a.m. to 1. Yep, the Bears fall to the Lions. We're recapping the loss, but also looking ahead to their next matchup with another division rival, the Packers. Get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why human to...
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.